Nicole Moore here, and I want to talk to you about finding real love and how it isn't what people think. Most people think finding love is about just one day somebody comes into your life and everything changes. And a lot of people are either consciously or subconsciously waiting and waiting and waiting for that day. Sometimes you really doubt that day is going to come. Sometimes you feel negative about your love life. Sometimes you're hopeful that that day is going to come. But we have it wrong when we are waiting, waiting, waiting for some day in the future when our person comes. Because finding love is really not about one magical moment that changes everything. It is about shifts that slowly turn the dial to the place where you can receive somebody who is better than anything you've had before. You know, I've been watching the newest season of Love is Blind recently, and it's interesting because sometimes when you see things in the outside world, it's easier to notice that that pattern is also in yourself. And what's interesting about watching these dating shows where people go on to find love is that they really are kind of hoping in that same vein that I'm going to go, I'm going to meet somebody, and my life is going to change. And what we see on these shows is, and I know it's drama and a lot of it is produced and all of that kind of stuff, but what I see as a love coach when I watch these shows is no matter what the dating show is, whether people are meeting people through a wall and trying to fall in love for who they really are, or matchmaking, or it's like a bachelor scenario where one person has lots of different options to choose from, they always get back a reflection of what's within. It isn't that some person magically comes and just makes everything better. They think that. And then the patterns always reveal themselves. So I was watching the recent season. I don't want to give anything away if you haven't seen it, but it was interesting because one of the characters, or one of the contestants rather, you could tell she has walls up. There was a moment in the pods where she was talking to another girl about her situation, and she's like, you got to get out. You got to run. You got to protect your heart. And she was advising this girl, like, basically, you have to guard your heart at all costs. And when I saw that, I thought, wow, like, this person must have so much fear of being hurt that she's projecting it onto the other person. And then, so this person got engaged, and then they're with their fiance out in the real world. And I don't want to give too much away if you haven't seen the latest season, but something happens where her fiance really, it looks like he did something to really, really betray her trust. You know, he's talking to her and he appears to be lying to her face. And she says, I knew this would happen. And when I saw that, I thought, like, this is what I always say. It's not, you don't get what you want in love until what you want and what you expect are the same. And when I saw this woman who clearly went on a show, we're going to assume she went on the show to find love, not like to be famous, right? With a real intention. She's trying to find love. She's quote unquote doing the right things. She's trying to reveal her real self in the pod. She's trying to ask the right questions to get to know who's the right match for her. Like, it's such a clear example of she thinks she's doing the right things. She's trying to protect herself. She's trying to cover her ass. She's trying to make sure that she chooses someone good this time, right? Let me ask the right questions. Let me do the right things. And what happens is in that moment when she said, I knew this would happen, I was like, your expectation was there. Does this person deserve higher love? Like, everyone deserves higher love, of course. But we cannot outrun our subconscious expectations, especially the negative ones. They're going to show up in love. We can't outrun our limiting beliefs. We can't outrun that stuff. So I love watching these shows and seeing the patterns. And I love also pointing out the patterns to women, because when you become aware of the patterns, you can shift it. So what I want you to do is I want you to understand that it's not true that finding love is this thing where one magical day somebody comes in and makes everything better. That's fairy tales. That's movies. That's not actually reality. Now, every time I say this is how finding love really is, and I talk about the inner work, people always say, but I have this friend who found love this way. And what about this person? They've been engaged since they were, you know, 18 years old, and they're happy. And they point to people who appear to have found love easy as, I don't know, evidence that they shouldn't have to do the inner work to find love. And what I always say in those situations is, there are some people who, yes, For them, love is easy, and they found love easily, and they maybe happened to, quote unquote, luck upon it. But if you were to look inside that person's heart, that person's emotions, how they operate in love, you will probably see if the relationship is a truly healthy one, right? Because I found somebody when I was 18, but I hate them and they suck, but we're still together is not a success story, right? In the relationships where somebody appears to have lucked out and they just found love, if it's a healthy, thriving relationship, that person is operating in a certain way. Their thoughts are more trust than doubt, right? Their heart is more open than closed. They are actually focused on real love, which is why real love is coming into their life, right? And so there are some people, I believe, that their family dynamic, or they just came into this life and they were more set on the vibration already of great love, and love comes into their life. And that's a great example, but it's not an example that you can't have love come to you easily. And it's not an example that you don't have to do anything to get it. It's an example to show you when you really think and operate and vibrate with the frequency of love and positive expectation, great love comes into your life. So I want you to think of your love life not as there's nothing, there's nothing, there's nothing, there's nothing, and I hope that one day something comes in. And I want you to see it as a dial, okay? On one end of the dial is complete lack of love, misery, or horrible relationships, you know, just absolute, the worst things you could think of that happen in relationships, which I know a lot of women who have come my way or I've worked with, they've had some really bad things happen. That would be ultimate, like, unworthiness. Like, I would say I felt that way as a kid, like just pure unworthiness, lack of love. There's just no love. That's one end of the dial. On the other end of the dial, all the way to the other side, is abundant love, pure love, open love, safe love, trusting love. I love you and you love me and this is great and it's an incredible relationship and we both uplift each other and support each other and we're each other's best friends and we are passionate and we still love to make out and kiss and be together. That would be the other side of the dial, right? Complete lack of love and all the harmful things that come with that. Abuse, neglect, abandonment, distrust, betrayal, lies, etc. And the other end of the spectrum, complete love, abundance of love, overflow of love, and all the good things that come with that. I want you to see your love life not as empty, and then one day maybe somebody comes that brings you all the stuff on that positive end of the dial, but as a spectrum. And wherever you are on the dial, you are going to get certain experiences. Sometimes I talk about this like an elevator. Like a building and the elevator going up, which is kind of the same thing, right? It's a dial. It's a dial of experience. There's never lack of love, and love are just different shades on the same dial. So if you understand that you can click into any degree on that dial, you can move yourself to any degree on that dial. You can move yourself all the way to the end, the positive end, of incredible relationships that feel so good and so right and so safe and so loving. And you are one of those people that has amazing love in your life and it's safe. What you have to understand is that what's on the end of that dial is very different from what's on the other end of the dial, right? It's a completely different frequency. It's a completely different vibration. And the thing that gets you there is the inner shifts. Every time you have a real, true inner shift, you let go of limits in your mind. You release negative feelings and emotions. You release holds from the past, stuff from the past that happened that's still making you afraid in this moment or just warping your perception in this moment, right? Every time you release doubt of what you get to have and can I really have that and is it going to happen? Every time you let go of those things, you move further on the dial to the amazing love that you want. So when I talk about finding love is about frequency and vibration and changing your energy, I quite literally mean that the love you really truly want is a different frequency, a different click on that dial. It feels a different way. It looks a different way. It is different than what you've experienced. And the work that I do with women And my private coaching is to help women click through the dial faster, because you are likely on a setting on that dial, or sometimes I talk about it on a floor, right? On a floor in a building that is not what you want. And it's like when you try and move it on your own, when you try and go to the positive end on your own, what always happens? The thoughts are very strong and it's like they stop you there. If you can imagine like a kitchen timer or a dial, right? Like when I say dial, I see it in my mind as a kitchen timer and you're trying to turn it to go to the end, right? You're like, you can flip it from one end to the middle and you're like, okay, got it. But you're trying to go all the way to the other end and it's stuck and it won't move. And you're like, why won't it move? And you're trying to push it and you're trying to push it and you're trying to push it and it won't go. That's how most people's love lives are. And so they're like stuck somewhere on that dial and they're like, I want something better. And they might even do stuff like people go on dating shows to find love, but they only find love on the same place that they're at, basically. So a lot of women are sitting there on one part of the dial, on one floor, if you resonate with the building analogy, even better. And they're like, why can I get there? Why can I get there? I want to get there. I want to get there. And they keep attracting stuff that seems to prove it's true. And so they're kind of like stuck in that place. And then they make the mistake of believing that because they feel stuck in that place, they can't get somewhere different. But really what would happen is if you imagine this dial and it's like you're trying to move it forward, but stuff is pulling you back and you can't move it. When we cut all that stuff that's holding you back, when we release the stuff from the past, the thoughts, the emotions, the stuff that's holding you back, you naturally move forward. So when I was on my journey to finding love, I understood in every fiber of my being what I say now. I say this in my program, True Love Academy. Everything is the manifestation of your man, including this moment. The end result is a given. You finding love is a given. But you must shift internally to put yourself in the place to receive that. And when I look back at the timeline of me finding love, there are critical moments where the inner shifts unlocked a new level of experience, where I had an inner shift and that moved the dial. I had an inner shift and I could go up another floor, right? And I kept on shifting until finally I was in that click. I was in the place where I could receive the love that I wanted. And before that, I really wasn't in the place to receive the love that I wanted. And this is what I want people to understand, not from a perspective of like, I'm bad and wrong because I'm not in the place, but I just really wish women would take 100% responsibility for their love lives, except I may not be in the place internally to receive what I want right now, but get motivated to make the inner shifts to be able to receive what you want. Because if you're not in the place internally to receive what you want right now, it doesn't mean that you're not worthy. We have to unlink those two things. You can be honest with yourself and say, you know what? If I really look at the kind of relationship I really want, the relationship where I'm getting every single thing I want, the relationship where there's no compromise, no settling, no crazy drama, abandonment, cheating, lies, wounding, whatever, the relationship where I'm loved abundantly exactly for who I am, and I also love my partner, not trying to change the partner. I'm so big on like stopping this thing where women think they have to settle and they can't get a partner who has all of the essential qualities. All of my private clients get a partner who has all of the essential qualities. That's why they work with me. Because I know you don't have to settle. And so I know you don't have to settle. I've literally helped so many private clients get relationships where they do not feel like they're settling one bit. So because I've seen it so many times in my own life and with clients, I know it's possible. I remember going to lunch with a client one time and she asked me like, Nicole, like what are the things you'd want to change about your husband? Because she was still stuck in that dynamic of like, oh, you know, maybe I have to settle. Maybe I have to compromise. Everybody in her life was telling her like, you're too picky. And I sat there and I really like had to think about it for a long time. And she watched me and I could tell she was in almost like disbelief because she was so used to being in relationships or situationships or whatever where you're dating somebody and you like them and you really love them and you're kind of attached to them or you're even clinging to them, but like you are not fundamentally aligned. There's big things or even little things that are not aligned. And I sat there and I was like, I don't know, like sometimes he can be moody. Like that was the only thing. that I could think of. And I said, but it's not a bad thing, because like he's ultimately, my husband is an artist, right? Like he was a musician, he's an actor, he's working on producing movies right now. It's a part of like being in touch with your emotions, right? Which makes him able to love really well. So even the thing that I had to scratch my head to think about, I really could see like it the positive. And I really meant it when I told her, like, I'm not sitting there searching for things. Like, it's not like I have this long list of things that I want to change about my husband. And that's not because I'm some like overly accepting person. I am a really high standard person. Like, I don't allow people into my inner world that are not great. Like, I have very high standards for how people need to operate to get to be in my world, right? So why I'm saying this to you is because if you can really sit and go, okay, there's a place I want to be in my love life, and it feels a certain way and it looks a certain way, and I am not currently in the position to receive it. I have some beliefs that, quite frankly, are contrary to that. I have some emotions inside of me, some fears, some insecurities that are, quite frankly, in contrary to that. I have some attachments to the past, whether people hurt me and I'm still afraid, or I'm hung up on some kind of stuff, or there's things from my childhood that made me think a certain way, or I saw my parents' relationship and it wasn't really that great and I'm afraid, I don't want that, or whatever it is. If you can just be honest with yourself and admit, there's a place I want to be in my love life. Right now, I'm not positioned to receive it. I'm not aligned to receive it. I'm not on that frequency. I'm not on that vibration. Then you can get to work on shifting it. And again, has nothing to do with being unworthy. You are entirely worthy. But if you have thought patterns that are like holding that dial back, that are keeping you from moving it, clicking into the place you want to be, or holding you on a certain floor, if you resonate with the, elevator analogy, going up to the penthouse, why not focus on shifting that? And this is how I sped up the path from being in a relationship with an emotionally abusive, narcissistic, multiple serial cheater to being with an incredible man. I focused internally on the shifts. Doesn't mean I didn't date, but my primary focus was, how do I get myself aligned to that love? How do I get myself to believe in that kind of love? I've had a really kind of negative childhood when it comes to being like emotionally neglected and not loved and criticized incessantly. I've had that. I've had, a lot of pain in relationships. I've had this like horrible experience with this ex that I was addicted to for 4 years that was, devastatingly horrible in so many ways, and narcissists tried to break down my self-esteem so much. How do I get from there, that end of the dial, to where I want to go? And I realized I am worthy of the love that I want, but I have to get myself into the position to be able to receive it. And so I worked on making the inner shifts. I worked on healing myself. I worked on getting to the place where I believed. I worked on really, truly feeling worthy. And every time I made those real shifts, those clicks, I received different things. And I knew that until I was at the end goal of being with my person, I was still on my path. I wasn't going to look at my path and say, well, I made this much shifting, but I didn't get there, so something's wrong. This is a big mistake that a lot of women do, especially women who are into personal development. They'll be like, well, Nicole, I already did this work and I don't have this result yet, so it must not be working. And I'm like, no, but don't quit. Don't stop. You keep shifting until you're in the place to receive it. And so I remember these critical moments of shifts where when I had those shifts, the world changed. When I had those shifts, what I was getting from men changed. I remember after I broke up with my ex, and then I had this really crazy situation with this Danish soldier that I met in a retreat in Peru, and he invited me to go see him in New Zealand, and I flew to New Zealand, and I think I was in a middle seat for the 16-hour flight. I would never do something like that again. But you know what? I was going for it. And I went on that experience, and that was an interesting experience. And I have other stories in Trulo Academy about that experience. But I remember after I came back and I realized like that really wasn't going to work. And I was kind of upset about that, even though he's so not a match. Isn't it funny how we get so obsessed and hooked on guys who are really not even a match? And I remember when I was upset about that and I was crying and I went to a coffee shop and the person behind the counter, like he just was so loving and he was just like, "You look sad. Come here. Give me a hug." And that sounds like a little moment, but it was a click for me to realize that love was available everywhere. And perhaps I was so focused on trying to get it romantically that I wasn't really allowing the vibration of love in my life. And I allowed myself to see that maybe I really was loved, and maybe just because this person was saying no didn't mean that love wasn't available. And that was a shift into a mindset of love is abundant. Let me open up the ways for it to come. And that's a very different energy than there's not a lot of love in my life, so I have to cling to this person who's not even a match because if I don't have them, I don't have love. If I had stayed on that frequency, I would have attracted guys who ultimately couldn't give me the love because my energy was there's not enough love. Do you understand when I say shifting? It means you literally change what you actually feel and believe, what you actually see. When you change on the inside, the outside world changes. Until you change on the inside, you attract the same thing. It's why people go on dating shows and they attract wounded people back to them, even though they think they're going to find love. Because they haven't changed on the inside, right? It's like, I expected this bad thing to happen. Yep. And it did. So I talk about these shifts in some of my programs, you know, True Love Academy or, you know, but there were these moments where I talk about, you know, I'd rather lose him than lose me. There was a critical shift that happened to me where for the first time in my life, I realized that I was actually so valuable that I wasn't going to give myself up for any relationship. And I was actually just going to hold the space for somebody who was a full match for me because I finally realized how worthy I was. That is so different from how I used to be because I used to operate of clicks way back on the dial, floors way lower. I used to operate on, I don't have a lot of love inside me. I don't feel that worthy of love. So I'm going to lose myself for this relationship just to try and get it. I had moved myself vibrationally to a different frequency. I have no love. I'm not lovable, so I have to lose myself, I have to prove myself, I have to grab for relationships, is a totally different frequency from I actually really truly love myself so much. I'm not just saying it with words. I feel it in every fiber of my being. I feel my value in every fiber of my being. I know that I am the best catch, that I am the best partner. I know what I have on my side of the street, and because I know what I have on my side of the street, I don't have to prove anything to you guys. I get to lean back. My only job is to find the best partner for me. And that was a monumental shift in my energy from one end of the dial all the way to the other end of the dial. And what got me there was inner work. What got me there is the things I teach my private clients. I had to release a lot of beliefs to get to the place where I believed I was worthy. I had to release a lot of past experiences that were trying to prove to me I wasn't worthy. I had to release my narcissistic ex-boyfriend saying, "You're lucky that I'm with you. No one's going to want to be with you. You're ugly. You're this. You're that." I had to release all that stuff and get myself to a different frequency. But when I did, the love that I had always wanted came in. And it came in not when I was really wanting it years ago, but I wasn't on that vibration. It came in when I made what I wanted and my vibration the same. So I want you to look at your love life as a dial and look at the end where you're getting everything you want as certain. Doubt keeps you stuck from turning that dial. I'm going to tell you right now, it keeps you stuck from going up the elevator. Doubt is like the love killer. I want you to see that as certain. If you knew that there was a certain frequency, a certain vibration, a certain floor, a certain click on that dial where if you got there, the love you've always wanted was guaranteed. It would come because it would be a reflection of who you actually are on the inside. It would come because it would be a match for what you're holding on the inside. It would come because just like you've always been attracting things that are a match, just like people can go on Love is Blind and they have an expectation that men are going to, you know, harm them, cheat them, whatever, and they don't even have to try. to bring in that person. They just have to be themselves and ask the right questions. And still, it comes to them. You are always going to get in your love life what is inside. You don't have to try and make it happen. And by the way, also, people who are single forever, that's also still getting something in your love life. You don't have to try. You're always getting what's within. You're always getting what's within. You do not even have to try. It comes naturally to you. You may take actions. You may go on dates. You may try and ask the right questions. You may try and do the right things. But ultimately, what's going to come is always what's inside. You don't even have to try, right? You don't have to try. If you have an abandonment wound, you don't have to try and go, let me sit here and try really hard to attract guys who have, who are going to abandon me. No, you try and take action. You try and go out, but what you get is the pattern. And what I want you to understand is it's the same exact thing, but when you're on the energy, the vibration, the frequency that's a match for the love that you want, you do not have to try. It comes in. You can go on a, you could take action like go on a dating app. You could go out into the world, but you don't have to try. The thing that you've always wanted, the love that is purely good, will come in. You don't have to try when you are in that vibration. Just like the negative stuff you don't want comes in. You don't have to try, right? Look at all your past experiences. You didn't have to try to bring it in. It came in because of who you were being, what you were reflecting on the inside. So finding love, real true love, is a process of clicks, of those inner shifts that when you really make them and your energy really changes and your thoughts really change, you bring in something entirely different. I have been love coaching women for the past 12 years. I help women get relationships that I truly do not see anybody else helping women get relationships this good. No settling, getting all the things that are important to you, being loved so incredibly well. Love so good that truly other people look at you and they're like, wow, I'm amazed that you have that. And I'm going to tell you that every single one of those women had to make inner shifts, had to let go of the past. How do you know if you've let go of the past? If you don't keep attracting people who mirror the past. If you still are attracting people who ping those past experiences back to you, you haven't fully let go yet. They had to really shift their inner perception of themselves, not in other areas, because usually I attract women who are, you know, pretty much total catches, but in love. Going from, I'm really bad at love, love is hard for me, I can't get it, it doesn't happen for somebody like me, to completely shifting their perception so they can receive something different. So what I want you to take from this is please remove the conversation of worthiness altogether. As in, if I don't have the love that I want right now, I'm not worthy. If I've already been working on my love life and I don't have it, I'm not worthy. Remove the worthiness conversation. Altogether, you are. It's a question of turning the dial. It's a question of going up the elevator to the penthouse. Are you currently somebody who is a match for the vibration of love you want? Because you don't have to try and get what your vibration is. It comes easily. So if it's not coming easily, if what you want isn't coming easily, it's a requirement to shift the inner vibration. This is why I love working with women privately, because I can really spot what is in them that's not in alignment, and I can help you move that dial. So it's not stuck. You're not like, why can't I get where I want to go? I help you release the things very quickly. I really, truly, honestly help women shift their inner vibration on such a deep level that they attract in somebody who literally would not have come in if they hadn't shifted their vibration. Because love is about levels. And if you want a higher level love, but it is not coming in, there is something keeping you at the level you're at. And so what I do is I come in with my ways of helping you release the mindset gunk for good, release the negative emotions for good, release the past and see your true worth. Change your perception of yourself in love. Change your vibration. And when you do that, a whole new caliber of person appears. And I also help you trust in the process. So when you're moving from one caliber reality to another, when you're moving from one frequency to another, and your mind says, well, I don't see it yet. It's almost not really possible. I don't see it. My eyes don't see it. You don't bring yourself back to the old vibration. I help you hold the faith so you can ultimately bring in somebody that is really, truly what you want. Love is about vibration. Love is about frequency. Love is about levels. You're always attracting very easily on the level you're at. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. And you could do a million things. You could even go on a freaking dating show. And you're always going to get back very easily, actually, what is a reflection of the level you're at, the internal state you're at. You're always worthy. But are you aligned? If you want to get aligned, private coaching with me is the absolute best way to do that because I really truly am a frequency shifter for people. I really truly can help you literally bring into your life a whole new reality of love where you never again feel lack of love. You never again feel there's something wrong with you and you can't have love because you have an incredible partner and you have so much love in your life that you literally forget how you used to think about yourself. All my clients, like they'll have love and it's so amazing. And then they'll forget all their freakouts and how they used to feel because they're operating on such a different frequency now because they have everything in their life because they have the love they always wanted. Private coaching with me is the absolute fastest way to get there. And normally the only way to work with me is in a year-long private coaching container that's a premium investment because I really truly do help you bring in someone that would not have come in had you not shifted your vibration. I really truly help you go up the elevator to attract the penthouse love. I help you shift the dial all the way to the side of overflowing, abundant love. So that's normally the only way to work with me, but I did offer a special recently of 3 private coaching calls with me for women who want to make the shifts, for women who see I am the one that needs to shift on the inside. Not that guy, listen, I'm not saying that guys are perfect, but if you're not getting the kind of relationship you want, don't focus on how crappy the other people are. Shift your inside so you can attract in a whole new caliber of people and let the crappy ones go find someone else. So we're not excusing bad behavior. What I'm telling you is you don't even need to attract the bad behavior into your love life in the first place. If you are, you're on the wrong vibration. So stop focusing on those people who are only really hurting you. And let's shift your vibration so you realize, oh, wait a minute, there's actually a whole new caliber of people and there's more than I think and I can bring them to me and they will choose me. And that person who's ultimately right for you will choose you. So I opened up these 3 private coaching calls for women who want to experience a taste of the power of working with me and create some big shifts in their energy, in their frequency, in their vibration, in their mindset. Letting go of the past, letting go of the limiting beliefs, letting go of the things that are keeping you stuck on that dial, not moving to where you want to go. So those calls went pretty fast and they actually already sold out. But I said, every time I do something like this, I will literally have so many emails from women like, please, 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 can I get in? Can I get in? This literally happens every single time. I kid you not. Sometimes even I will close an offer and then like 3 months later, somebody will randomly like find the link and then like, I'll have people still trying to get in. And so I thought this time, to circumvent all of that so I don't have like an admin nightmare from all the people emailing me, I would offer it one more time. If you want to get in now. We already oversold, but I can open up a couple more for women who are really ready to do this now. If you've heard my words on frequency, on vibration, and something in you is resonating saying, this is true, I really get it. I can have the love that I want, but it does require me to make the shifts. And each time I shift, a whole new level is available to me. And if I just keep shifting internally to click in to the level I really want, to where what I want is the same thing as my vibration, to what I want is the same thing as my expectation, love will come in. Can you imagine if this person, I'm trying not to give away too much about the Love is Blind in case you are watching it. I hate when people spoil. But can you imagine if this person went into the pods really aligned in the expectation of, I expect to attract amazing, abundant love that doesn't hurt me. Not, I have to protect my heart and I know something bad's going to happen. Can you imagine if this person went into the pods really truly in a healed space where they knew their worth and they trusted love and they believed in they could attract everything they wanted and they were vibrating on a different frequency? I don't even have to tell you, you already know they would attract something different, right? Probably we wouldn't be watching that show because it wouldn't be dramatic for television. But what I do is I help you get to that frequency where the love that you want can come in and easily because you're always attracting what your vibration is. When we shift your vibration, your frequency, your expectations, your perception, your belief to be at the level of what you actually want, it comes in. So if you're resonating with this, grab those 3 coaching calls now before this offer truly, 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 truly closes, because we're not going to do that thing where people email a million times and they're like, please, and we let them in. Now is the time. If you want to shift, I would love to help you shift. Your love life is, it's only a matter of shifts away. It's only a matter of clicks away. I can't tell you how many. I'm not a psychic. I can't predict, like, on this day, you're going to meet this person. But I can tell you with absolute certainty, because I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it with so many clients. If you have this craving in you, this inkling in you that you are meant for extraordinary love, that you're meant to be one of those women that has love so good in your life that it inspires others even around you, you really are meant for that. You really are worthy for that. And just because it's not here now does not mean you're not meant for it. It doesn't mean you're not worthy of it. But it does mean there's some internal shifts. The 3 private coaching calls with me are a very powerful way to make those shifts. So grab them now. I can't wait to work with you. I truly do want to help you get love that is so good that you forget how it used to be.